Guys, welcome. How's everybody doing this evening? It's good to see you. If you're in the back and you'd like a chair, there's still some seats available and stuff, so come on forward. Guys, my name's Chris. I'm one of the pastors here at Explore Church. If I've not met you before, I'm excited to get to know you better. This is Mark. He's
Hey.
The lead pastor of Explore Church, if you have not had the chance to meet him. I want to welcome you tonight. Thanks for coming and joining us. Tonight's kind of an atypical night for us. We're going to do something a little bit different this evening than we normally do. And that's why, well, we don't have the slide up there, but this is called Vision Night, which obviously you've seen a sheet on your chair there. But basically, we want to take tonight to just take a little time to look back on the past year and kind of celebrate some of the great things that God's done in our community in the midst of a pandemic and COVID and everything that's been going on. And it's crazy that...
There was a pandemic?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
About 2 years. It's kind of wild. So we're fairly young church, and just talking about some of the things that have happened, sharing a little bit about what we're about, and sharing some of the exciting things that are kind of coming up on our close horizon. So to kick off tonight, I just want to kind of draw attention to this sheet of paper that's hopefully on your chair. If you don't have one of these, kind of look behind you, look in front of you, crawl over somebody, tap someone on the shoulder, ask them to pass one to you.
When somebody falls asleep, just take it from them, however it works.
So tonight we're going to be kind of going through some of these different components of who we are as a church. And so I'd like for us to start by just go ahead and write your name, your email, and your phone number on there. This is not going to commit you to anything. Basically, as we talk about different things happening, you're going to have the opportunity to kind of check off some things that interest you. If you're like, man, that sounds really exciting, I'd really love to be a part of that, then you're just going to put a little check there, and then we'll collect them at the end of the night. And then we're just going to reach out to you and say, hey, these are some ways that you can get involved with that thing that you were really excited about. So as we go through tonight, I'd really like to encourage you, and I'm going to pray for our time in just a second here, but just to really ask God to say, God, would you please stir whatever it is that you would like me to be a part of? So we are a church that really believes confidently that each one of us is uniquely gifted and that we each have unique passions and skills and abilities. And when we get to put those into practice into a community that is aiming towards growth and impact in our community, then we experience a lot of joy. So that's really kind of what that's about. So let's pray and then we'll dive in. Lord Jesus, thank you for this this time to come together and to be able to look back, and we want to give the glory and the credit to you for all the things that have transpired in the last year. As we look back on some of our great memories, some of the things that we've done together, the things that we've shared together, the memories, the laughter, the service opportunities, the highlights, we just want to give you the credit for the things that have transpired, for the life change that's happened in each one of us as we've kind of leaned into a journey with you and together. So I pray, God, tonight that you would just speak to us, that you would speak joy and hope and a future, God, into us as we talk about the things that we sense that you're leaning and drawing us into, that we would confidently and excitedly kind of jump into that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I want to share one quick story before we kind of dive into our first one, and it's that earlier this week I was reading through John chapter 1, and in verse 50 there's a statement that Jesus makes to a guy named Nathanael, and it's really short, but he says, "You will see greater things." And when I read that this week, I was just like, I don't know, I just really felt like God was like, I want you to hang on to that. And I want to share that with you guys tonight, that that really a lot of what tonight is about is that we believe that God has greater things in store for us as a community. Mm-hmm. And that's not because we want to have a giant building or tons of people or anything like that. We just want to see God do a great work in us and through us, and to see other people's lives in Missoula transformed and changed. People outside of these walls in our city, in our valley, they need hope. And we want to be a community that shines the beacon of hope into others. So kind of to kick off, and kind of what our evening's going to look like is we're going to walk through kind of our four core values as a church. What that means is that we are a core value-driven church. And what that really comes down to is that before we kind of really got started as a church, we said, what do we want to be about? What are the things that we want to design and focus our energy towards? So that way we know what to celebrate, but also we know how to plan for the future based on the things that we value, okay? So we have four core values. The first one is this value that's called Explore Community, okay? And the idea of exploring community for us is that we want to create opportunities for all of us to experience life-giving community that fosters transformation. So if you're around Explore very long, you'll hear the phrase create opportunities. We don't like for things to be an obligation. We like to just create opportunities for people to be able to plug in. So take a look at this video. This is going to show some testimonies, some stories, some quick shots of some things that we've done together over this past year.
There you go. Thank you guys for those testimonies. Sorry about the sound. We had a few little issues earlier with that. But yeah, that's community. Chris, you got some things to say about this?
Yeah, I guess when I was watching that, I was just thinking what a gift pictures are. I don't know about for you guys, but there was several memories for me that I kind of forgot about. So pictures are such a gift in that. I think for me, when I think back on this year, some of my highlights of the community stuff would be all the volleyball that we played out in this side yard in the summertime and stuff like that. Some of the camping trips that we've had down to Bass Creek down in this fall. There was a ton of us that went down there. That was a real blast. The Lolo Pass Day that we had not too long ago. We've had a lot of fun experiences as a church. So some of the ways that we pursue this idea of exploring community, we really try to create opportunities for community in everything that we do. But some of the ways that we kind of hyper focus on that is those of you that have been around, you've heard of this thing that we have called Connect Groups. So Connect Groups are these, you know, opportunities to kind of do something together with people and have a shared experience. Some of them are activity-based, like fishing, kayaking, river surfing, backpacking, mountaineering, different things like that. Some of them are other-based, like strategy games or art night, those kind of things. We currently have about 15 different connect groups that that we offer in the community. Other ways that we kind of explore community together is through our monthly meals that we have together. We've got one of those tonight after we are together, the things that we do out in the yard. And then also the events. We have a lot of different events. We've got one coming up 2 weeks from tonight. Those of you guys that were around last year, we did a big luau volleyball night, which was a ton of fun. So we've got that coming up again in 2 weeks. So Mark's going to share a little bit about some of the future-oriented things.
Community is one of those ones that, to be honest, I think is so key for our church. When I, you know, went around and interviewed a bunch of folks and all that, but relationships, family, those things popped up almost constantly. And the folks that are here, you guys that have been regular, a lot of you have testified to the fact that it is the relationships that keep you here. It's the relationships that have helped you heal through things. And that's a big deal, because a lot of times I think when we talk about community as in a church, fellowship, those kind of things, we often put it to the side and say, well, that's kind of, you know, it's fluffy. It's really not as important as other things. And yet the reality is when you look through Scripture, I see community as essential. I really believe this is essential to spiritual growth. Because to be honest, if I'm lonely, if I'm upset, if I'm going through depression, then my mind shuts down to a lot of other things out there that God wants for me in my life. And until I become healthy, and the reality is we often don't become healthy until we're in relationship with people. And so being able to be in relationship with people, being able to be connected, really can help us begin to grow and really understand what God's grace is about. Matter of fact, I believe community and what happens in community is the expression of God's love and grace to each other. And it's vital that we're a part of that. So when we started 2 years ago and started putting things together right in the middle of the pandemic, I mean, we literally got shut down when Chris showed up. He was like, okay, I'm here, let's get started. And it's like, okay, no, we're closing the church doors for a while. When we got started, family and community was a core value that a lot of us said, hey, we need this. This is what we're shooting for. And so really the last 2 years, what we've been working on is making this our DNA, making this the thing that is our character. This is what comes out of our church. And so it's essential of all these core values that we do is that we're able to really captivate them. They're not just words that we put up on the screen, but that we literally live them out in these ways. And so we've had opportunities to be able to do that all the way through. And what I'm getting at is this. This next year, the last 2 years, we've been building our DNA, our character as a church. This next year coming up, we need to start building people that will step in and leading some of these areas. So what we really want to see happen with our connect groups is we really want to see over this next year, we want to see 6 people out of this congregation that are leading connect groups, not just me and Chris and Sasha, because right now that's pretty much who it's been. And so we've had a lot of connect groups, but to be honest, there's been times where they've kind of fallen to the side because there's other projects that we're working on. And as the church grows, we can't maintain that. And the truth of it is, as you guys know, with connect groups, what's sweet about it is you're just doing what you normally do anyways. And you're just going hanging out. This Tuesday, we're going out and we're shooting bows. It's not a big deal. I don't have to plan anything. I just show up with my bow and we shoot. Hopefully I shoot better than Tom, and so I don't look silly. But that's all it is. So we're just having fun with each other, and it's an opportunity to build relationships, an opportunity to invite folks in. So that's one of our big goals this next year, is to be able to see people step up into those and start taking ownership with our connect groups and start offering connect groups and being able to do that. And I think there's a spot on your sheet, too, where you can look at that and say, hey, no, I'm interested in doing that. Other things, too, that kind of fall into that area of community is over this next year, we really want to be able to host at least 3 events where we're inviting the community into our congregation to be a part of the things that are going on, to be able to kind of reach out, create some special events. One of the big ones this year is going to be Easter. So we're looking at Easter. We've actually, here's the big breaking news, we've actually got the fairgrounds for Easter morning. Because Easter at 4 o'clock doesn't work, does it? So Easter morning, we're doing the fairgrounds. So we've got the place facility booked and all that bit, so we got a lot of work that we got to do, but we're hoping to be able to invite out the community. We'll have an Easter egg hunt after church and have a good time, and it's going to be a blast. But we're hoping to do more and more of those throughout the year just to be able to start building community along. Long term, we really want to be able to see a place that is a community-type center where the community is coming in, either a coffee shop, a food court, whatever it is. We want to create a community center where we're actually a part of the community around us, not just who we are as family, but a place where those that are far from Christ can actually come in and hang out with us and be a part of what naturally goes on throughout the week. So those are some of the hopes and dreams that we got in this next year and even beyond.
So as I said, kind of we've got this sheet here. If you kind of look at it, I just want to walk real quick through it so you can just kind of check this off as we go. So the first line under there in Explore Community, if you would like help, kind of if you don't know how our Connect groups work and how they function and how to get signed up for one, then just put a little check there and we'll reach out to you and let you know. If you are interested in being a host for a group, check that box. That just means that you have something you enjoy doing and you're willing to invite other people to come and do that with you. And the sky's the limit on what that activity could be. The next two are a little bit more confusing, so I just want to take a quick second to explain them. The calendar events, that's basically a lot of the things that we do on Sunday evenings after kind of our worship time. So those of you guys that know, you know, whether it's the Luau barbecue, whether it's, you know, 4th of July celebration that we've done out here with relay races and all that kind of stuff, we would really love to kind of start building more of a team for putting those kind of things on with the ultimate goal of you finding something that really you get excited about. If you're like, I love the Luau barbecue and I would love to be the one to make that a really fun time. So we would love to develop people that kind of own that. The Missoula events kind of refers to some of the things that Mark is referring to. It's those kind of bigger events where, you know, if you were around at Halloween when we had Harvest Party and we had, you know, 150 or 200 people out here. I know a lot of you guys served in a lot of ways at stations and stuff like that. And it was such a fun, exciting night to be able to invite the whole city to come and to hang out with us for an evening. So that would be that if that interests you. So our second core value that we're going to talk about briefly here is explore the word. And our statement for that is that we believe that that we want to align our everyday lives with the life-changing, transforming words of God's word. And so what that means is that we believe that the scriptures are instrumental in our everyday life for growth. And so let's check out this video about exploring the word.
Pastor Mark and Pastor Chris's approach to the Bible and how solid people being shy and a little bit scared to jump in to suddenly grow in ways that doesn't even seem possible.
So as you saw there, as a church, we really believe that God's word is so instrumental in our everyday life and that people's lives are transformed when we become aware of and we start to put into practice God's word in our life. And you'll see that evident all the way from our preschool class out the hallway here. Those kids, you know, are taught the love of God and God's word all the way up to adults. We have something called Forge Groups at Explore that is basically where we say where friendship and transformation merge. So it's basically our small groups, our community groups, our Bible study groups, and they meet at a couple different times throughout the week. So Mark's going to share a little bit more about what's coming up with that.
So right now we have four different small groups or Forge groups that are happening, Bible study groups. And basically those groups, we have young adults, we have a men's, we have two family-oriented ones around the community. And to be honest, it's a sweet spot to be able to sit down and really dig into God's word, be able to have people kind of give views and help walk through scriptures to be able to see what God says about things. We truly believe that the Word of God is what transforms us, that allowing the truth to sink into our life, to deal with the things that we've gone through in the past, to be able to put them in their proper place in the view of who God sees us, can literally transform your life, the way you think, the way you process, your relationships, all of it. And so the Word is huge, and not only do we come at it and want to preach the Word and bring the gospel to you guys, we want you guys to get into it. So this year, part of our goals are is hopefully as the church grows, we're wanting to add to those Forge groups. We're wanting to add to those that can teach and actually lead a group through. And so we're hoping to add a few more to our Forge groups over this next couple years or this next year. But also we're going to start something called Growth Tracks. And basically what we want to do is we want to have some growth tracks that are geared for people on different levels. Some of it will be on a level of one-on-one, being able to sit down with somebody and being able to walk through the scriptures and dealing with spiritual maturity and kind of gaining some ground in those areas. And some of it will be actually put together on video so that you guys can pull up on YouTube and actually kind of do a devotional and go through that and being able to continue to grow. So those are part of our goals this year, is to be able to establish that. And so if you're interested in discipleship, if you're interested in growing spiritually, we want you guys to be able to sign up for that. We also want you guys to be able to look at it. And if you feel like, man, I'm in a place and I need to be discipling somebody, maybe somebody hasn't discipled you, we'd love to train you to be able to step into that arena and being able to do that. It's really our goal, like I say, this year is to develop leaders. And this is a huge place of influence, being able to come alongside somebody and being able to develop the relationship to lead them into a spiritual journey. There's nothing that's more rewarding than that. And so really want to challenge you with that.
Great. So if you check out your sheet there, there's just a couple different opportunities that you can check off. If you'd be interested in knowing a little bit more about when our groups meet and joining one, then just check that little box. If it intrigues you to maybe be able to facilitate and host a group, you don't have to have a home that's conducive to hosting. That can be something that happens at Panera Bread or The Break downtown or at Wendy's at lunchtime on a Thursday, you know, Matt's laughing at me over there. You know, if you want to share blizzards at Dairy Queen, whatever it may be, you can host those groups in different places and stuff like that. The growth tracks Mark just talked about, you know, if you're interested in someone kind of coming alongside of you and helping you to grow, you can check that box. Or if you would be interested in kind of being trained on how to invest your life into others, that's such a way to be able to kind of leave a legacy and make an impact with your life, is beginning to invest into other people. And again, you don't have to be so far along in your journey to do that. You know, you can love and speak into someone's life, to listen, to encourage them right where you're at. Our third core value is exploring ministry. For that, we say that it's discovering your unique purpose as we carry out God's mission together. This is something that we're really excited about as a church, is that we, as I said at the beginning, that every one of us in this room has gifts and talents and abilities and passions. And whenever we recognize those, identify those, and can begin to use them to make an impact, then we just experience lots of joy. So check out this video. So just draw attention to a couple things in that video. They highlighted some of our trail crew kind of opportunities. So trail crew is some of our local service opportunities, as well as outside of Missoula. We took a trip to Alaska this summer, which was just really awesome, working with a couple church plants, and a couple people here went on that. And then we had other things like the Trailhead Retreat. Some of you guys went on that, where it was kind of how to discover your unique purpose and your gifts and your calling and things like that. Other opportunities for Explorer Ministry are come into the things that we've talked about, like the harvest party or Easter that's coming up, different ways that people can plug in and serve. So Mark's going to share a little bit more about that.
I think one of the things that's probably been my soapbox, I think every pastor kind of has a soapbox, one of those things that they're very passionate about it. And one of my soapbox I know has been the fact that God has gifted each and every one of you, and that he has something for you to do and to be involved in. And it doesn't mean that you have to be full-time ministry. It can simply be loving somebody that day. But the reality is that God has something for you, and he wants you to step into those purposes. And so part of that is we really want to help develop you guys and help you find the uniqueness of who you are and kind of your past and kind of your story, and put all those pieces together to be able to discover what those things are. And sometimes we think just getting into ministry means helping here in the church or in the nursery, which we do need help in the church and in the nursery, but that's not the only place, because there is a whole world out there all around us that needs the gospel shined into it. And so the reality is we want to help you guys discover whatever that is. Part of those things are we're going to do a lot more trail crew things. We actually have a couple different projects, some major projects. We're going to actually build a whole tiny home, hopefully in 2 weekends. That'll be coming up here. We're actually going to be doing that for a gentleman who is retired and has a pastor who's retired. It has no retirement at all and doesn't have a home. And so we're going to actually build him a mini house. And it's going to be our church that steps in and does that. So our goal is this next year is to have about 4 different major projects that we step into and help out as trail crews, let alone also our mission trips. So we do have an Alaska mission trip that is coming up, and we're excited about that. We're going to go back up to the same place that we were in Anchorage. Right now we're talking about actually building a children's edition for them, so it's going to be a little bit bigger construction project. But also I'm really excited. As you guys know, we sent my daughter overseas, and she's just spent the last 2 months in Honduras, and she's been testing the grounds for us. And we're really excited because it's our goal for this next year, maybe a little bit more. We're looking at next March, not this March, but we're looking at next March actually taking a trip to Honduras and going down there and helping the church plants up in the hills and all that stuff. And so it's really my hope to start seeing us have these opportunities to kind of really reach out and do some major ministry in that way. And then part of that is like I said, we're planning on offering our Trailhead Retreat again this coming year. And those of you that were a part of it last year, it was awesome. You guys got to get into it and start working on some of those things. And I want to encourage you to continue working on those things and start putting them into practice. But we're going to offer it again for those of you that haven't been able to be a part of that also. And then we're wanting to also develop, one of the goals for this year is to develop a prayer team. So you may be sitting there saying, I can't swing a hammer, but I bet you can pray. And that is right there too. It's a major ministry. And so being able to develop a prayer team this year, somebody that will step into that and lead that for us and really begin to develop and bring prayer across the board for all of the folks that are in our church and those that are outside.
Because we have so many people at this church that serve in so many different ways. And if you look at your sheet here, you know, the first one for Explorer Ministry is ministry teams. I would like to serve. And on the back, if you flip it over, there's all kinds of different ways to plug in. You know, if you can push a button on a screen just to run the slides, then that's a huge help. You know, if you'd like to come and set up and be part of the host team, if you have musical skills and you'd like to be a part of the worship team, there's a lot of different avenues and ways for you to kind of plug in. If you like setting up tables and cleaning up chairs and all that kind of stuff, we need all that kind of help, and it's only as we come together as a team that we see really great things happen. The mission trip stuff, obviously, I don't know who here that strikes a chord with, but, you know, hearing about, I got to go to Alaska last year, the idea of, you know, being able to go to Honduras and work in the jungle and the hills and the mountains and those kind of things sounds really exciting to me. So if that resonates with you, then you're not committing to going. It just means that you want to be put in the loop on the details for that. So the trail trail crew stuff, that's all the service opportunities, and then as Mark finished with prayer, we really want to build a stronger, bigger, wider prayer team. So we would love for you to express interest in that. Our last core value, guys, is exploring kingdom. The phrase for this is collaborating together for kingdom impact. I really love this core value so much. I don't think you have to be around Explore Church very long to realize and pick up that we aren't all about ourselves. So very quickly, I hope you'll pick up that we love to advocate for, support, and encourage the great work that God is doing in other churches in our city and through other nonprofits, through other organizations. We have a drive tonight for Afghan refugees that are coming in and supporting soft landing and stuff like that. So every month, we have a different theme that we kind of focus on. So check out this final video that talks about exploring kingdom.
Really incredible church. And if I haven't met you yet, I'm excited to meet you.
I don't think we have an interpreter for that last one. I'm not really sure what he said, but
I like it so much.
That's the part that hurts. Mark, I'll just go ahead and let you talk about the future stuff.
So our kingdom, to me, this is a really cool part of our church, is that, like I say, honestly, we really grasp the fact, I think, that it's not about us, it's about what God's doing. And in many ways, over this next year, we want to develop leaders and we want to grow the church. We want to grow the church through evangelism, but not just because we're the only church. We also want to be able to help other churches and other ministries because they're doing the work also. And if we can come alongside them and encourage them and help them, we multiply our efforts. Not just add to our efforts, but we multiply our efforts. And it makes a huge difference. And so this upcoming year, we're wanting to see some folks step into our kingdom kingdom focus. Champions. Thank you. There you go. We want kingdom champions. So as you guys know, a lot of times me and Chris get up here and we pray about whatever we're working on that month that we're going to give to, different ways that we can help out. And you may not know this, but we actually give out 13% of our tithes and offerings to ministries beyond us. And a part of that is there's at least 5% that goes out to a ministry that we're sponsoring that month uniquely. But what we want to change is this. I want to find people in our congregation that have a passion for something that is happening out there in the kingdom. And to be able to help them to be able to come up and be the champion, to be able to be our liaison, to be able to mix the need and the passion and the resources together in order to really be able to kind of bring our church to a place where we can begin to see how we can really affect and really do things. Because a lot of times, this is kind of honest truth, when we do the kingdom focus, me and Chris, you know, we care about it, but a lot of times we have so much else on our plate that we don't give it the time or the justice that it deserves. And so we need people to step up into those roles. So this next year, we're hoping for 6 kingdom champions, people that will come up and start taking that time and being able to introduce the church into other ministries that are happening around the area. One of the things that we do that we don't talk about much is a part of our church, we do what we call Multiply Northwest. And Multiply Northwest is a ministry that of our church that actually empowers, brings in interns, and empowers individuals to get into ministry. As you notice, Mike got up on the video and said, you know, he feels like God is calling him into pastoring a church here. And so he's looking, him and Sydney are looking at this next year of where God is calling them to. And so they're here and they're ministering with us and we love them. They've been a huge blessing to us and all that. But we're going to send them. They're not staying. They're short timers, and we're going to send them out, and they're going to actually be taking another pastor somewhere around here of a church that needs a pastor. We have Brian who does our kids, but he doesn't just work for our kids. He's actually works for Resonate, which is another church plant in town that works with our college students, and he does all their graphics and does all that stuff, and that's actually where he works, and he helps us out and is doing an internship with us as we're running the kids program. And so it's kind of fun to be able to help him be able to experience ministry and encourage him and help him along his journey as he steps into full-time ministry. We have another gentleman that's coming here real soon in a couple weeks when we do our Hawaiian night. And his name is Noah, and he is coming up here because God has laid a call on his life to get into ministry. And he's a young man, and he's coming to check us out, and we're going to check him out and see if he's not a good fit. And we're hoping that he's going to do at least a one-year full-time internship with us. And we're hoping in the future, somewhere along the lines, that we'll find kind of a youth and young adult minister that can come alongside us and work on it. And that'll probably happen through Multiply Northwest as we bring in folks and we're able to take care of them and help them through that. So that's part of one of the things that we also do with the kingdom. Also in the midst of all that stuff, as we're doing this, is we want to empower people in our church that God has called to start new ministries. We call these new works. And so every so often, God spurs somebody to say, you know, I just have this desire to do whatever it is, da 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 da. And it's really one of our passions as a church to be able to actually come alongside, help network, help resource, help train, help actually start new ministries around this community and beyond this community. And so it's our desire that this next year that we're going to actually be a part of sending two people to be able to actually start new ministries and new outreaches, new ways of really helping our community out in different ways. And so that's part of our kingdom focus also. Gave you a lot of information. This church is doing a lot. So this next year, our goal is really to focus in and start developing leaders to start taking all these areas. Because all this stuff that took us a while to get up here and talk about, all these different activities, all these different things that have been going on, a lot of this is being done by me and Chris. And if we're going to grow, if we're going to get to the next step, the church actually has to step in and start championing some of these areas. And so we really want to empower, we really want to start developing some people in leadership to start running and doing these ministries so that we can step into the next section of what God has us to do. I really believe this, is that I think God really wants not only to grow this church, but I believe that God actually wants to make this church a very influential church. We don't need to be the biggest church in town. That, to be honest, that sounds like a nightmare to me. We don't need to be the biggest church in town. That's not the goal. But here is the goal. The goal is always to be a healthy church as much as we possibly can. Every church has little hiccups. Every church has, you know, their little issues. It happens because we're imperfect people. But by the grace of God, hopefully we work through those things. But to be the healthiest church that we possibly can, to hold on to what it is that God has for us, to be able to operate in unity and in love, and to be able to minister and actually use our gifts, not just be fed, but actually feed others, to be able to step out into what God has called us to be. And I believe once we've established that, and I think we have the roots, this last 2 years, that's what we've been doing. We've been working really hard to establish these core values and what we believe it takes to be able to be a healthy church. Now that we have some of this stuff down, hopefully we're going to start perfecting it and doing it better as we have people step up in their gifts and start championing this. And as we do that, I believe God is going to help us to start growing our church. Because I believe that we're supposed to be an influential church. What I mean by that is a church that actually helps, that not only reaches out and saves folks and introduces them to Christ and walks them through that journey of understanding what they have for them and moving on, but also to be able to help other churches, be able to help other ministries, to be able to be something that it can be solid across the board for folks, not in competition, but in love and unity of what God has called us to be. And so that's our goal. That's what we're shooting for. That's what we long for. That's what keeps me and Chris up at night thinking, okay, what if we did this? Maybe we could do this and this would help. But honestly, guys, you have this sheet in front of you. That's a communication piece. I don't know if you noticed the little pins that you had there. They actually have our logo on it. You cannot keep those pins unless you fill out the form. If you fill out the form, the pin is yours. All right? So that's your bonus prize. But it's just a communication piece. And what we'd like to do is we're going to grab this stuff, and as we get communication, start to find out where you're at, hopefully we're going to be able to start stepping in and giving you some information, some clear communication, some expectations, and be able to start putting some things and systems together, develop our leadership team, help us to step into the next arena that God has for us.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap up our time tonight, so I'm just going to give you a minute to finish filling out that sheet of paper, and then if we can pass those kind of to the inside. And then, Andy, would you be willing to kind of collect those for us, kind of walk around? So as you're doing that, just Mark mentioned a lot of things, but you might have noticed the word together in a lot of the phrases and things like that. And the reality is that we can only become what we are meant to become when we all are willing to step into the space that God is drawing us to and inviting us into. As I said at the beginning when I earlier this week was reading and just saw that phrase, you will see greater things, you know. If you've been with us the last couple of weeks, we've been looking at the book of Ephesians and been talking about how we were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Like, that's all what we want to kind of step into, and I'm excited to see what God wants to do in us and through us as we're willing to kind of step into that space. So, if you want to just kind of pass your sheets into the inside, then Andy, if you want to kind of walk around and collect those, that'd be awesome. Want to share a couple things with you as we kind of wrap up our time, and then we head to dinner. We've got a delicious dinner for everybody. It's